Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. And it is Monday, March 27th, 2023. Hi, Butch.
Hey, Melody. Good to have you back.
Oh, it's wonderful to be back.
We actually missed you. I know you find that hard to believe, but we did.
I do. I do find that really hard to believe.
No, we did.
I missed you all, too.
Y'all, I mean, you're fun to broadcast with, and I think we do a fairly good job together, and I did miss you. So welcome back home. Hope you had a good time, a few days off, and enjoyed yourself.
I did. And then throughout the weeks, there's a couple of stories I'd like to share with some of the experiences and the people that I've met and the conversations about various topics. And it's always an eye opener when you talk to people to find out, you know, what they think and things that they believe on what's happening with their governments and in the world and so forth. And so many, when you go to a different place, they're not allowed to talk about certain things, and they kind of do it with a little whisper or a little innuendo and so forth. So it's interesting, and I'll be sharing those little stories that I thought was interesting.
Looking forward to that. I really am.
Yeah.
So be sure I'm here when you do.
Oh, okay. Yes. Well, I don't know who else would be here, so.
Well, maybe when Dave's here and I won't get to hear him, maybe I'll be out doing something else. So anyway.
No, I'd be sharing them with you and maybe duplicating them, but throughout the next couple of weeks. But yeah, so it was great. It's great to be back. And
can I jump in?
Sure.
All right, I got this for you. Here you go.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket.
Thank you,
golly.
Todd. I love that. You're going to bring a tear to my eye. Yes, thank you for thinking of me. So it is good to be back. And thanks. I get tongue-tied and so forth, so I'm just going to go ahead and move on.
Well, Melody, I got to ask you, how much it cost you to have him play there for you? All right, you go right now. That was sweet, Todd. I have to admit, that was sweet. You go right ahead, yeah. Melody.
Well, I think the girls did great while I was away, and so It's good to have support to allow me to do that, and the support on the radio programs from you to Dave Butch and to Dave and the producer, Todd. So I want to make sure everyone gets it always happens, Butch. I mean, it's been a long time since I went anywhere. 3 years. And this was in the plans for the past year. And it always happens. I can go back 28 years, and whenever we had planned to go away, things happened. The markets got slammed. Gold goes up. And it's busier than heck, and we're not there. Always, I can't tell you how many times that has happened, and it happened this time. So certainly with the banks going under and all the financial crisis, and so I'm anxious to get up to date on some things. Today, gold, I saw we were approaching 2,000 while I was away, because I do follow what the markets are doing. Today we had a little bit of a pullback, another one at $21 at $1,958 on the New York spot price after market. Silver was down 15. Silver had a great performance, 23.16. Platinum was down $7 at $986. Palladium was up $3 at $1,510. The USDX today, that was still down 0.24 at 102.87. Crude oil was up 3.63 at 72.89. The paper markets did okay today. The Dow was up nearly 200 points, 32,432. S&P up 6, 39.77. But the NASDAQ was down 55 points, 11,768. European markets were all positive today. Asian markets, the Nikkei was stronger, only by 91 points. 10-year yield, 3.54%. And let's take a peek at natural gas. It looks like that's getting ready to, it's 2.094, and that just continues to get hammered. But, you know, we kind of look at that, and everybody thinks, well, that's a good thing that that's going down, too. But look at the businesses that are involved with natural gas, and we don't hear anyone talking about the pressure on those businesses, that industry, when we've had oil, the natural gas was trading at 8 and 9, and now it's 2, the impact that it has. So just another kink out there in our economy that I don't think has been addressed as yet.
And, well, if Biden has his way, we won't have any natural gas at all in this country. He's going to try and outlaw the stoves and water heaters and everything natural gas. Try and outlaw, period.
You know, that's very true. You know, and you know, I was in this one little place, and I'm going to bring in one of those little stories. It's a one particular little island in the Mediterranean. And we were talking about their oil and their gas, and they were talking about Hess gas and blah, blah, blah. And here you come to find out, well, after Hess was changed and so forth, the owners, the new owners, Bush and Cheney. And it's like, you know, they're such scumbags, you know, and I shouldn't say that word. I should probably say a different word. But I mean, you know, everything is about, and everybody is so focused on Biden and his kid, and he just happens to be the current. But what about Cheney? What about Bush? What about everybody else? What about all the other kids in the past? And the families that have been involved with every other government and so forth, whether it be China, whether it be South Africa, whether it be New Zealand, whether it be England or Germany, they all do it. And no one has ever held accountable. They're distractions. This thing going on with Trump, what I believe is just a distraction. So it's, you know, and we forget, everybody has such short memories. Look what we did to Iraq. Look what we did to, you know, and this was all about oil, Bush and Cheney. It just, so, you know, they're everywhere. It's just, and in a lot of these countries, in the in the poorer countries in the Mediterranean. Two countries that I've heard, Taiwan and China. Okay? Taiwan and China are in these little countries helping out, buying up. And I'm thinking, wasn't that interesting? So even though everything is focused on China invading Taiwan, here you have Taiwan and China and these little countries probably working together. Butch, it's amazing what you can find out. You don't find out everything. It just brings a lot of questions.
True.
And wonderment.
True.
At the scope of things and how we, as we're trying to figure everything out, we never will. We just know that it's not good for us. And it's a sad, sad world. So if you think there's a politician out there fighting for you, you're sadly mistaken. The only one that can fight for you is you. And so anyway, Butch, what's next?
Keep going. You're doing good.
You know what? Well, I've had this all, you know, hell, I had to hold back for almost 2 weeks. So I'm just ready to explode. And but no, go ahead.
You're making a lot of sense. I mean, you really are. And to watch the confusion, instability, and derision in all the news we hear, it's just hard to decipher which one's actually the most accurate or who's telling the truth here, because you hear so many different angles. So you're right on. There's just and everybody keeps thinking, well, we'll get somebody in office to fix their thing for us. It ain't going to happen that way, folks.
It's not going to happen.
I mean, I don't want to make my bubble, but just the way it is.
And you know what? What I heard also, Butch, from people who kind of know what's going on, but they're at the point where they don't want to hear about it anymore. It's like, well, you know what? They can do their thing. And what I do, they really don't bother. They don't really intrude in my life. And I said, well, how's that working out for you? You know, you might be able to, you know, you might be in a position in life where you're retired, you're getting your benefits, you're getting your Social Security, but things are fairly calm, really. And it's like, well, as long as they don't interfere with my life, you know, what can I do about it? And it's like, that doesn't mean that you accept what they do.
And that's a selfish attitude. That's a selfish attitude.
Absolutely it is. And they say, well, you know, most of people just carry on and they don't have a clue with what's going on and so forth. And that's true. But it's how can and you think that your pension someday, your retirement, your Social Security won't be affected. And hey, you're in your early 70s. Maybe not. You might die tomorrow and you'll never know the difference. That might be true. You can fall over any day and so forth. But I think we're supposed to do better than that, Butch, while we're here on the planet.
I think we are accountable for our posterity. I know that to be biblically true. We're accountable. You know, Bible scriptures tell us that a good man, a wise man, leaves an inheritance for his children's children. He leaves behind something for his grandchildren. That doesn't just necessarily mean material things, although that's great. That's part of it. But their true inheritance is a godly moral foundation to build their lives on. And if we're not doing that, we've forsaken the most important part of life, and we're cursing our future generations. And I see that every day. I call it the Hezekiah syndrome. I did a teaching this. It's a Bible teaching on Hezekiah. Whenever he was caught up in a great sin, Isaiah said, "You're going to lose all this." And whenever you go on, your children are going to be servants in another kingdom. And Hezekiah's answer was something along the lines, "Well, as long as it's okay in my day." Now, that was really basically his answer. As long as it's okay in my day, the heck with the children. I call it the Hezekiah syndrome. So whenever we say, well, I don't want my world rocked, I'm okay, whatever happens, That is one of the most selfish, that is the most selfish attitude in the world. That makes you your own little God. You're not concerned about anybody else. And that's just a sad state of affairs, but unfortunately, it's the truth in a lot of people's lives. You know that.
Yeah, so it's really an eye-opener.
Yes,
you know, because even we begin to, you know, fall into our normal routines and, you know, life takes over. And I don't believe people are supposed to stop living. You need to live your life to the fullest. But on the other hand, don't become one of those sheeple and just say, hey, as long as I'm not being affected by it, you know, just be aware and share your education. Share what your knowledge is without preaching. And, you know, try to, you know, we just do the best that we can do, Butch, but still.
That's all you can do. Share the truth and best we can and be persistent and consistent and firm in truth. Try to deliver it in love, but don't back up when you're right, because all you're going to do is you're destroying your the future of other people, and you can't do that. Not if you have a heart at all. You can't do it.
Yeah.
Just can't do it.
No.
Anyway.
Teach me some. Tell me some news, Butch.
Well, I think this is good news. You know, gold is still well over $1,900,
mm-hmm,
which is
certainly
an increase in the last 2 months from, what, 17s, 18s, and look what's went up to. And I don't think it's going to ever drop back down to what it was. Now, if it does, it means the dollar's going and everything else that went around it. But gold and silver still be something you still use of value, obviously. But nonetheless, Tennessee governor signs bill to protect state funds with what? Gold and silver.
Good.
Wow. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee has signed a measure into law that would empower the state's treasurer to invest state funds in physical gold and silver. Imagine that. Actually going back to real money. House Bill 1479, introduced by Representative Bud Halsey, passed out of the House of Representatives on Monday with a 98-0 vote, Melody. A week later, the same bill received a 33-0 vote in the state Senate. That sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Somebody got their eyes open. In an exclusive comment on the Sound Money Defense League, Representative Halsey said gold and silver have been real currency for the past 5,000 years. Passing HB 1479 not only provides a hedge for the state, but gives us varied options while facing a shrinking dollar and the threat of CBDCs. Passing with strong grassroots support and backing from the Sound Money Defense League, a money metals exchange, the bill defines bullion and specie and provides that subject to appropriation, the state treasurer may purchase and sell gold or precious metal bullion or specie that will be directly owned by the state and in the custody of the state treasurer. Additionally, the twin bills would allow the state treasurer to make and enter into contracts, trust instruments, agreements, and other instruments with a person to effectuate this action, including but not limited to financial institutions, accountants, auditors, attorneys, consultants, and other contractors. Lastly, the major calls for physical gold and precious metal purchase under these acts to be custodied by the state treasurer in the state depository and maintained in a vault within the state depository's banking facilities in accordance with accepted industry standards for secure storage and with geographical boundaries of Tennessee. And within the geographical boundary of Tennessee. Several other states are considering their own sound money bills this month, including Alaska, Idaho, Maine, Missouri, Mississippi, South Carolina, Vermont, Iowa, Kentucky, Oregon, and more. God bless them. They're going back to constitutional money. And they're going to store it within the state. It's not going to be somewhere in Fort Knox, hoping it's still there. They're going to keep it in the state where they can keep their hands on it and an eye on it. Good for these states, folks. They're trying to tell you something here. Maybe they're not directly trying to say, hey, you need to do this yourself individually, but they're proving the point that Melly's been trying to make for years and years in radio, that gold and silver are sound investments and real money. And our states, several states, are starting to realize that. And that could help those states maintain some amount of fiscal responsibility when things really fall apart. Melody, I think that's a powerful story, don't you?
Well, it really is. And, you know, and it's funny, you know, going through the years when you look at a lot of the legislation and laws that were passed regarding, you know, the change in our monetary policy and our system, there was always one or two or more. There was always many who would write and talk about what happens to a nation when they follow this path. And here we are today. No one paid attention.
And look what happened. Look what's happened to our economy.
Exactly. And look what's happened. 20 minutes is gone. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And if you ask me how I'm feeling, don't tell me you're too blind to see. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for our weekly newsletter. And again, we've got some great prices. It's been busy, and I thank everyone for supporting our office and being patient. And as we've got, I guess things just really went crazy here for a while, and it continues to be crazy. So join us crazies at 1-800-375-4188. Butch?
Yeah, being crazy, to me, that's a good way to escape everything. Just go and go crazy and forget about it. Yeah.
Buy gold, go crazy, and forget about it.
Well, you know, you mentioned gold dropped a few bucks down about 1940, yeah. 50, where it was. But, folks, we're still about 100 bucks away from a record. And how was it 2070 or something like that, I think, was the record? I don't remember exactly off the top of my head. But it was close. We're getting close to it. The point I'm trying to make is, Melody, it can go up $20, $30 a day easier or more, can it?
It certainly can. It certainly can.
So, folks, now's the time. Now is the time. This next article, before getting anything financial, I think it's kind of important because it kind of tells the state of the union, so to speak. And it's a sad thing to read, but I'm going to read it. Americans pull back from values that once defined U.S. patriotism, religion, and hard work less important. That's so sad. That's from a poll from WSJ, NORC poll. Patriotism, religious faith, having children and other priorities that help define the national character for generations are receding in importance to Americans, a new Wall Street Journal North poll says, or finds. The survey conducted with NORC as the University of Chicago, a nonpartisan research organization, also finds the country sharply divided by political party over social trends such as the push for racial diversity in businesses and the use of gender-neutral pronouns. Now, that's the whole idea, my friends, is to divide the country to conquer the people. They took away the foundations that once made this country great. The religion and patriotism and hard work were once the root of this nation. Family, principles, morals. Now they've got us divided over racial diversity and gender-neutral pronouns. They've taken away our moral character, destroyed it, along with our common sense, and have us now at each other's throats over things that one time were considered insane to start with. Some 38% of respondents said patriotism was very important to them, and 39% said religion was very important. That was down sharply from when the journal first asked the question in 1998, Melly, which has not been that long ago, when 70% deemed patriotism to be very important, and 62% said so of religion. The share of Americans who say that having children, involvement in the community, and hard work are very important values has also fallen. Tolerance for others, deemed very important by 80% of Americans as recently as 4 years ago, has fallen to 58% since then. They have successfully divided our country into spheres on all different grounds and all different issues. And many issues that before were simply a non-issue because they were immoral actions that were not tolerated, but now are divided by them. But can you see that the hand of the evil man destroying our culture piece by piece?
You know, it's interesting because when you look at only 38% of respondents said patriotism was very important to them.
Yes.
39% said religion was very important. And when you look how much, and I mean, this was just 1998.
Yes. Yes.
So, if you look at the influx of the illegal immigrants, and you have to have, I mean, at least patriotism in order, our country needs religion too, so I'm not taking that out of the equation. What do you have when you don't have patriotism in a country? You really don't have a country. And we have watered down the idea of what a patriot is. They have destroyed the vision of what a patriot should be. And now people don't want to be associated as being patriotic to their country. They're more patriotic to, you know, a group of people. It surprises me that tolerance is down because the whole reason or the whole idea that was used for the division of this nation was tolerance. So that's a surprise. So that's why people are so angry. Wouldn't that show that this nation is so angry, Butch? That why we have the problems that we do? We had another shooting today? Children?
I didn't hear that one yet.
Pardon?
I didn't hear that yet.
Yeah, there was an... So, you know, it's showing how this country is just falling apart.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, I don't want to start preaching, but the consistency that made this thing work for a long time was morality, based on things that were absolutely moral, that were not changeable, like murder and rape and stealing and different things. That was, you know, those are solid.
How can you have patriotism when you are tearing down statues, when you're destroying and changing our history, when you're taking apart every fiber of what this nation was.
That's part of the plan also.
It is.
You know, if you destroy a nation's heritage, you destroy a nation.
Let me tell you what I saw on a sign. Let me see if we have enough time. Yeah, we do. There is a sign. We're little island. And there was a sign that we were walking, and it talked about all the multinationalities that were in this community, in this little island in the Mediterranean, this little island. And it talked about how they feel that this is the beginning. The languages is changing. They're incorporating like German, French, Spanish into their own language. They're creating like a new language. They're taking bits and pieces. And I'm paraphrasing this because I don't have it right in front of me to read. I did take a picture of it, so I'll try and find it. But they're creating a new, they want to be the example to be the new global, can't think of the right word. I just got all excited about it and I forgot the phrase that they used. Single homo sapien. So that there are no more nationalities, that they want to be the beginning of this new person, this new race that will be the global citizen that will be found everywhere. I was shocked.
Wow. Wow.
I know.
Sounds like Babylon. It does. Yeah, it does.
And wow. I did take a picture of it, and I'll read it word for word once
Please
I find
do.
It and so forth. But I was shocked. It's like, wow. And this is out for millions of people to read every single year. Millions. So.
And I wonder how many actually understand what it's saying. I mean, really comprehend what it's saying.
Few. And most people would applaud it, I'll guarantee you.
I guarantee you, yeah.
They're eliminating nationalities. They're eliminating, they're eliminating for one. They're creating one. How different is all this from what Hitler was trying to do, right? Wasn't he trying to create a single person to some degree?
When you take away uniqueness in the individual's culture, you destroy all cultures. You follow what I'm saying?
I mean, with all the interracials, with all the different... I mean, look at this country anymore.
Oh, yes.
We're all just being mixed. And that's not going to be healthy either.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
So, anyway.
Well, you know, I learn
a lot when I go away.
Well, you know, I share this. We can get back some more news, but I'll share this. When I grew up in a little town called Montreville, West Virginia, a little coal camp in Top Point Mountain, West Virginia, I never thought about people's last names. But we had, of course, Paul. I lived there. We had Bartletts. We had Barnhouses. We had Clicks. We had Hams. We had Panakoviches. And I never thought anything about that because we were all Americans. Didn't make it just me whether they were considered, Polish or Jewish background at the time, whatever. It didn't dawn on me, or French or Irish. We all were in one community. We lived together peacefully and got along just fine because we all had the same values. We all expected the same thing of each other. No one locked your doors. Not very much ever bothered. We played ball together on the schoolhouse lawn on the weekends. We pitched horseshoe together. Something's happened. That picture, Melody. That was the 1950s. Who was the guy painting all the pictures of the early country in Time magazine? Mine's going blank. You know, painting all the American pictures of everybody playing together and the children. But nonetheless, that's what America was at one time. We don't see that any longer. It just isn't there. Community has been broken down in a big, big way. But now we'll move
on. But you know what? But it isn't. You're right. But it just isn't about a last name, though, either. I get what you're saying. It's, and we can all still have that. But they it was in the name of tolerance and the it's we're no longer patriotic. There is no longer a community across this nation that is being shared. And that's been broken down. The family has been broken down. And it's and we were people from all over the world came to the United States. So what did they want to be? They wanted to be an American.
They wanted to be an American. They brought their culture with them in the sense that they were Italian or French, whatever, and they maintained all that.
But they wanted to be American.
They did. They wanted to adopt the way of life and live that way.
Mm-hmm. And now, why do they come here?
Free lunch
and to make a buck. It's all about money. They don't care what national. They don't care about this country. They left their communist nations, their socialist nations, their third world countries to come here. They don't want to improve this nation. They don't want to improve this nation that it doesn't become what they've left. They just want to improve them and get what they left, and that's why their countries are the way they are. They don't want to fight for their countries. When they say that all these people that are coming here for asylum, okay, we'll welcome them, but who are they going to fight for? What country are they going to fight for? What country do they want to support? They don't want to support any nation, or they never would have left theirs. And that's how all these nations are so corrupt. You look to Mexico. I mean, it's a sad state of affairs. And I don't think we noticed this, Butch, when we didn't have the communications. We didn't have the abilities to go to other places. You know, the world wasn't opened up. So we really didn't know what was going on and so forth and whatnot. But now, look at it.
Yeah, I agree.
It's there for everyone to see. So anyway.
Very good job. Very good job. I got time to think for this one little article here.
Okay.
Everyone just pretending nothing's wrong. Now, this is a guy named Mark Baum said this. I'm going to substitute some words he used. It's a crap storm out there. You have no idea that the kind of crap people are pulling. And everyone's walking around like they're in a concern in your video. Even if the market holds up, something is going to have to break in a big way. This is about the simplest way I can try and explain how I feel about the state of the economy and markets, delivered to you honestly and devoid of detail, as someone who truly neither has the patience nor the attention span to dive into the intricacies of the euro-dollar system and the path printed money takes during the QE or QT. The fact is that I just don't care about how the bowels of the system works. I don't need to care. All I need to know is that money creation is a method of solving recessions, can't continue in perpetuity. The dollar amounts necessary for bailouts become astronomical too quickly, and inflation becomes a pressing issue. Then, as we are now, central bankers get stuck between the inflation versus recession rock and hard place. It's a flawed system that once exploited, a loophole, money printing, to slap band-aids on problems. We then thought we could do it perpetually to keep ourselves and voters consistently comfortable by presenting the illusion that everything had come back to normal. And now we're finally going to have to deal with the very uncomfortable consequences of our actions. How's that for a book report from someone who didn't need to actually read the book? And I didn't need to mention swaps or interest rate futures to fake sounding smart. He's right on. He's right on. You know, I don't need to know all the ins and outs. I just see what's happening and understand the basics of it. When you have nothing but fake currencies and you keep printing more and more and more and more of it to make everybody happy to feed the ones who don't want to work or to bail people out of work, I don't care what the reason is. You're undermining the economy of any nation and now the world. And payday is here. It's already started. And my opinion is, Melody, in my opinion, all hell is going to break loose economically in this world. And that's going to be the next step in the way of, we'll say, digital currencies coming in and more control of the people. What do you think?
Well, I mean, it's the next step. I mean, we just can't, you know, these little problems, and, you know, they are continuing to you know, just grow and grow. And you can see it, you can even see it in the headlines on how they're, how it's moving. But I think we're too far gone. Let's just, let's pray that they can hold it together for as long as they can. Hey, I don't want this nation, I don't want it to fall apart tomorrow. It could. But every day we get is a blessing.
It is.
For everybody to get to where they need to be. And we need to be going into this break right now. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom. I think I said that. I'm here with Butch. Butch Paul. So, yeah, just before you move on to news, I just want to report this real quick about that shooting that happened this morning. It was a 28-year-old female. They believe she was a former student. Three children have died and three adults also. It's a Christian elementary school. It's in Nashville. It's actually the Covenant Presbyterian Church and in Nashville. So just another sad day. And and the shooter was shot and killed by the police. So here we go again, Butch.
A so-called Christian school, obviously, and a 20-year-old lady who had probably not been in that school for several years. So you have to wonder what happened.
Yes.
Wow. Mm-hmm. America is dying, folks. I don't want to depress you. I truly don't mean to depress you. But if you're not depressed, there's something wrong with you. America's dying. America is dying, and I feel for my children and my children are adults now. I feel so for grandchildren and their children. I truly, truly do. They'll never know what I grew up with. And it wasn't perfect when I was growing up, but they'll never know what I grew up with. The 50s, as I wrote one of the books, the chapter of the book was 50s, the last decade of innocence. They'll never know what I saw and how much it changed. But anyway.
And we'll you know, I just want to say this real quick, you know, and it's really sad because all you're going to hear from the other side is, well, they want to, all the conservatives just want to do is prayer and thoughts. And it's just,
But it was the gun's fault anyway, you know that.
Yeah, I
But those guns grabbed her by the hand, jerked out of the house, and made her go do it. You know that.
Yep, and you get the same old thing. Is actually there was a comment here. I don't know how true this is, but I guess they might have released the name. I don't know if this is true or not, but it shows the person's name was Audrey Hale. I shouldn't go this because we're not sure. It could be just a bad thing. So, okay, go ahead, Butch.
Okay, this, folks, this is important. It's all important, but this is important. U.S. tensions with Iran reignite as dollar petrocurrency status under threat. Now, please listen to this, because this is going to destroy the U.S. dollar. And if you can't see this push us into the CBDCs, you're not paying attention. All these things are happening for a purpose. They're not happening by accident. And I don't know that all the elite in the world, all the nations, I don't know that Putin works with Biden, Biden works with Zelensky. I don't know if they're all working together or not. I can't say that. But they're going to take these circumstances and use them for their own benefit. Believe me, they always do. Only 2 weeks after Saudi Arabia announced an effort to establish diplomatic ties to Iran in a deal mediated by China, more news surfaced that Saudi Arabia also is planning to reopen its embassy in Syria for the first time in over a decade. Rumors are swirling that Iran, Saudi Arabia, and Syria are on the verge of a geopolitical and economic agreement that sidestep the U.S. Let me repeat that. Saudi Arabia, which is supposed to be one of our staunchest allies, Iran and Syria are on the verge of a geopolitical and economic agreements that sidestep the U.S. It is perhaps not surprising that just as these deals are being announced, there's been a sudden resurgence of fighting between U.S. forces in Syria and Iran, supporting insurgent groups in the eastern region of the country. Joe Biden addressed the issue in a short statement, asserting that his administration is not seeking conflict with Iran, but that the U.S. government would act to protect his personnel deployed in Syria. The comments were a response to an apparent drone strike on the U.S. military installation in Syria, which killed at least one American contractor and injured several others. Biden has authorized airstrikes against Iran-backed forces in Syria as retaliation, though it should be noted that no evidence has yet been presented of Iranian involvement. The eruption of direct conflict has the potential to escalate tensions with the Syrian government and Iran, and the timing of the event is highly suspicious. I didn't write that, folks. They wrote it. In January this year, at the annual Davos conference run by the WEF, Saudi Arabia announced it was now open to trading oil for Chinese yuan instead of U.S. dollars, long valued as the global petrocurrency. The economic shift, if Saudi Arabia follows through, could change the very fabric of global economic landscape as the dollar loses petro status and even world reserve status. China has been aggressively pursuing stronger economic ties to oil-producing nations, and the CCP announced its intention to turn the yuan into a global petrocurrency in December 2022. Another important factor is Russia's alliance with Syria's government under Bashar Assad and their naval base in Tartus, which they have been expanding since 2021. Very, very powerful, very telling, and very informative article about what's going to happen to the world's economy. And America, my friends, is going to be hit so hard that you and I cannot comprehend it. I mean, it makes me sick now to go to the store, especially a grocery store, and buy a thing. It makes me angry at the prices. But if the petrodollar goes away, oh my goodness, Melody, it's going to hurt like all get out, is it not?
Most likely.
You know, that's...
Most likely.
I mean, that's... I don't know what else we can say. I mean, that article's written by someone other than me, and talking about China, you know, they're going to change their yuan to a petro-backed yuan, and Saudi Arabia's all for it. And now we know that Mexico wants to join the BRIC nations, and they also want to get involved with the petro yuan. Now, I'm not making it up. That, folks, that's history. It's happening. Get ready. It is going to come tomorrow. No, I don't know. Next week? I have no idea. But I do know there are sources out there. I mentioned this Friday mail, these good sources, the people I trust. And so we could go ahead towards the CBDC by July if things keep going the way they are. I don't know. I'm not putting a date on it. I'm just saying this is coming from sources I trust. So we're going to see. We'll find out. Any comments on that?
No, other than with the events that we expect. We're not sure again when, you know. I pray that it goes on forever. Get prepared, and then you could sit back and not worry about things. I don't think it will. We'll wake up one day to a different world, to a brand new world. And the thing of it is, they're not going to usher in these various different programs smoothly. You're not going to wake up one day and it's like, oh, okay, all's good. Oh, here's something new for you to use, and don't worry about it. And, you know, you can keep living what you're... No. No. Something catastrophic will happen that will affect each and every person around the world, not just us, around the world.
The next two articles, I think, are going to really be, I think, something people won't pay attention to. And this first one, of course, and we all know about Bidenflation. And that's what it is, Bidenflation, folks. It's what it is, Bidenflation. American hunger soaring as food becomes too expensive for many families to afford. It sounds natural news. The Urban Institute released a disturbing study this week showing that one out of every four Americans now has to go without food sometimes because it's just too expensive under fake President Joe Biden. When the pedophile-in-chief first assumed office in January 2021, only one in five Americans was occasionally having trouble buying enough food for proper nourishment. That figure spiked to one in four in 2022, constituting a 23% increase in just 1 year's time. Bidenflation caused a whopping 63.2% of adults in America to see the grocery cost increase a lot last year. The most negatively affected demographics were Hispanic and Black adults, the data shows. Those whose food costs spiked a lot in 2022 were also found to be nearly twice as likely as other adults to on occasion have trouble buying enough food to eat. Over the past year, food costs across the country have increased in pretty much every category. Cookies, for example, now cost 16.3% more than it did a year ago, while cereal has spiked in price by 15.6%. Dairy products are up 14% today compared to a year ago, while egg prices have jumped a whopping 70.1%, which the authorities are blaming on bird flu. Overall, food prices between December 2021 and December 2022 spiked 10.4%, constituting a 40-year high for inflation. All the while, the fake president continues to insist inflation is going down under his rulership, and he's saying that at a time when Americans are now paying 8.1% more on their mortgages, 12.5% more on the health insurance, 26.6% more on child care, 26.4% more to heat their homes, and 55.5% more to refuel their cars. Because of recent price increases, 62% of adults whose grocery costs increased a lot reported either reducing the amount of food they bought or not buying the kinds of foods they wanted, 43.3% withdrew money from savings, and 36.3% percent increased credit card debt. The study reveals about 16.5% received charitable food. That is huge. We're talking about the last 2 years, folks. That is huge. Now, wash it down with this. Western central banks and government on the verge of forcing society to use money that expires. A key central bank is considering implementing negative interest rates as it rolls out digital currency. Mel, you talked about this years ago. I know you did. I may talk about it. The European Central Bank is considering using negative interest rates, a tool that erodes the value of your money as it introduces the digital euro is central bank digital currency, CBDC. This is according to Sarah Perlovic, the executive director of Digital Euro Association, think tank. During an appearance on the Poundcast podcast, Perlovic said that the ECB wants to keep the possibility open for tiered remuneration after it introduces a digital euro because the ECB wants to have measures that incentivize or disincentivize people to hold more or less CBDCs. She added that one of the measures the CBDC is considering is negative interest rates. Negative interest rates allow bureaucrats at central banks to choose the rate at which your money expires and punish those who save the money. For example, if they set a negative interest rate of minus 10%, you lose 10% of your money each year unless you spend it. The potential scope of these negative interest rates proposals is vast. The euro has around 341 million daily users and is the official currency of 20 Western countries. Governments and global institutions such as the World Bank are big fans of expiring money. Let me repeat that. Big fans of expiring money because they see it as a monetary policy tool that can make money costly to hold and will thus pressure people to spend it quickly. And negative interest rates are just one of the ways the World Bank and central banks around the world hope to control how people spend by programming the money. The ECB has previously proposed having the spending limits on digital euro. The Bank of England, BOE, wants the power to decide what the people spend their CBDCs on. And the World Bank wants to be able to ban certain users from access to cash. Let me repeat that just very quickly. The ECB has previously proposed having spending limits on digital euro. The Bank of England, BOE, wants the power to decide what people spend their CBDCs on. And the World Bank wants to be able to ban certain users from access to cash. What do you think, Melody?
I'm coming to a town near yours, or near you, or maybe a country near you, or a state near you, or a bank near you. So it's... Things are changing.
They're coming down to say
that. Whether all of that will happen, whether half of it will happen, whether a quarter, it's going to change. That's the whole point. It's not going to be same as anymore. Things are changing. And you think all the changes are ever good for you, for us? Heck no. That's the whole point of all of this. Things are changing.
What 50 years ago, banks would have said, well, you want to decide what you spend your money on and how much it's going to be worth.
Yeah.
What would people have done then?
Huh. Well, in today's world, people didn't have that much money then.
No, but they said that we're going to tell you what you spend it on, though.
Yep. Well, they would have.
That's just raw nerve,
mm-hmm.
you
sure.
know? And that's what CBDCs will do. It'll tell exactly what you spend on, and they'll know what you do spend it on. If they don't like it, they'll cut you off. It's just that easy. Gee. Wow, we're running out of time so quickly here, Melanie.
Are we? You still got 3 minutes. You still got two minutes.
I know,
minutes.
But it flies by so fast. I mean, these points are so important. I wish we had time to talk about them more, but... We better look to protecting ourselves as much as we possibly can, Melody. You know, I just say store-bought food, for example. Yeah, it's expensive now, but it's not going to get any cheaper. And if a couple of years from now, if everything goes kaput, you'll still have store-bought food. It'll be worth more in 2 years than it is now, but you'll have it to fall back on. The same thing with gold and silver. See, there you go.
Pretty simple. 800-375-4188. We'll be back on tomorrow. Well, we'll be back tomorrow. So until then, be safe. Good night, and God bless.
I pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my dreams, I have a plan. If I got me a wealthy work it all, I'd fool around and have a ball.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet.